Welcome to the Catholic Sphere. Each week we have a different host and a different focus as we tackle topics important to Catholics around the globe. I'm your host this week, Jim Pinto. Today we'll be discussing the EWTN media missionaries and how they are equipped to be laborers in the harvest of the Lord. Every Catholic is called to be a missionary of the good news of Jesus Christ and is sent by God to evangelize the world. That's the calling of each one of us. What a grace God has given to us. Today, we have with us Christine Schicker. She's an EWTN North Central Regional Marketing Manager who handles marketing across 9 states. Christine joins us today from Michigan. Carlos Garcia is a project manager at EWTN Media Missionaries. He joins us here in Irondale, Alabama. And Linda Osgood is an EWTN Media Missionary and Area Coordinator from the Phoenix Diocese who joins us from Arizona. Welcome, one and all. Carlos, we're going to start with you. How and to whom are the EWTN Media Missionaries promoting EWTN and the good news of Christ and His Church?
Well, thank you, Jim, for letting us tell about the great volunteer program at EWTN, because it is something very unique. I want to encourage folks to watch to the end and see how easy it is to become an evangelist with EWTN in the spirit of Mother Angelica. Well, but first of all, the EWTN Media Missionary Program is a volunteer group. Volunteers receive free materials from EWTN designed to share personally at their parish and in their communities. These resources help get the word out about EWTN and Jesus. It was started by Mother Angelica in 2005. Media missionaries share EWTN materials and resources within their close circle of friends at their parish and in their community. Sharing materials include EWTN brochures, flyers, bulletin announcements, and more. Sometimes they creatively host a gathering of like-minded folks, talk about EWTN to parishioners from the pulpit, or even host an EWTN information table after Mass, which is one of the pictures you might be seeing right now.
Well, it's beautifully said, and who we're reaching out to within in the parish in that way. And as you said, we equip our media missionaries to do that very work. They were looking at some of those resources there. Everything is beautifully done, written beautifully. It's all for free. And then, of course, we send you things electronically, various messages or things about shows or travels by the Pope. And it's all ready for you to upload to your network. Linda Osgood, you've been a media missionary and area coordinator for many years. Please share with us about the growth of EWTN's outreach in your diocese of Phoenix.
Well, Jim, when I first started, I received an Excel spreadsheet of the present media missionaries. So I started calling through that. And what I found is it was not quite current, only because this is the first time they ever had a media missionary in the diocese. And this is going back probably 7-8 years. So since that time, I would say that the coverage might have been in the Phoenix area, maybe about 10 to 15% of the diocese. Mm-hmm. And so with the boost of the family celebration in Phoenix a couple of years ago, well, a little over a year ago, and also the outreach of, trying to sign up media missionaries at various events, I would say that we're about 75 to 80% covered in our diocese.
Wow.
And most of the dioceses have most of the parishes have more than one media missionary at their parish. So that is really good. So we are getting better and better coverage to the Diocese of Phoenix. And our diocese, just as an FYI, our diocese, it's very large geographically. We have over 110 to 120 parishes and missions. And we go north to Flagstaff and south to Mesa, Chandler, that far. So we cover a lot of square miles in our diocese.
Yeah. Well, so you're saying you were at about 10% when you started in terms of coverage of parishes, and you're up to about 75-80%?
Yes. Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. I don't believe in cloning,
and
but
more than one.
Okay.
More than one media missionary in the parish, which is really sweet. Yeah, really nice.
And that's important for our viewers to know, because a lot of times I'm sharing with people about joining the media missionaries, and they say, well, we have somebody who puts out the information, the highlights, so I don't think we need another missionary. That's a misnomer. We need as many missionaries as we can in every parish, because you're reaching people and groups and fellowships that the others aren't reaching. So it isn't all about just putting the highlights out, which is very important to what we do. It's about your network of people that the other person doesn't have, and what you can do together in terms of your intercessory prayer and the work that you're doing. So multiple missionaries in each parish is just fine. Christine, as a regional marketing manager, you have a unique perspective on ways EWTN and media missionaries can and are reaching out to special groups and areas of ministry. Can you give us an overview of the Works of Mercy project that marketing is initiating, and ways that media missionaries might be able to be involved with that?
Absolutely, Jim. Thank you again for inviting me to be able to talk about this amazing project and group that EWTN offers in the way of our volunteer media missionary group. It's amazing to hear Linda talk about the coverage that we have in the parishes in the Diocese of Phoenix. And I would just encourage those watching, if you are interested in getting involved, call the media missionary department and ask if your parish is covered. But then some of the other groups, Jim, like you were talking about, some of the other outreach that we have done in the marketing department is through this Works of Mercy initiative that we started about a year ago. And we are wanting to reach out to people who are really in need. So we're reaching out to prison systems, jails, as well as hospitals and long-term care facilities. So if you think about it, this is a population of people who, you know, whether they are, they find themselves in a prison or a jail system because of a mistake that they've made or a wrong that they've done, or people in the hospital recovering from an illness or a surgery or whatever. These are people who are in need of healing and of hope and of mercy and of forgiveness. And think about our personal relationships with Christ. Jesus offers all of that to each one of us, and it shouldn't just be saved for people who go to church. Yeah. And so the marketing department is reaching out to people in prisons and working with prison systems across the country. Mm-hmm. We're wanting to reach out to hospitals, Catholic hospitals particularly, to make sure that EWTN is offered as a channel on their patient lineup. Right. We're wanting to work with long-term care facilities, as these people are potentially heading into sort of the last phase of their life and hopefully wanting to get their heart right with God and preparing for that next journey that they'll have with our Lord in heaven, hopefully. And so one of the ways that people, the viewers, could get involved is let us know if you have any affiliation or work. Right. With any of these groups, if you work at a hospital and can check the channel lineup for us to see if EWTN and or EWTN Espanol is carried as a patient channel on the lineup. If you work in a prison or if you do prison ministry, is EWTN available? And maybe not through a television channel, but a lot of prisons, we're learning, the residents have tablets. So EWTN has podcasts and video on demand and programs that are available through those tablets that can be uploaded. If you work at a long-term care facility, a nursing home, we'd love to hear from you so that we could provide you some of those free printed resources that all of the other media missionaries present at their local parishes. We'd love to get those into your hands so that you can carry on the mission of Mother Angelica and the work of EWTN in those other areas as well.
Well, that is just a great, great blessing. We've heard for years from people who become media missionaries, and they're working in these areas that you've mentioned with the hospital or prison ministry or long-term care with the aged and so on. They're doing that, and they're saying, well, what do you have? How can we do this? Now I hear from you, marketing is making this a major effort, doing everything they can to get into these places, and that these people who are media missionaries, those of you listening who are not, help is coming. Aid is coming. Other people are complimenting what you're doing. They're ready for you. So you need to join the Media Missionaries, EWTNmissionaries.com. Go there, join us. Let's network together to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ in these facilities and maybe even equip some people. They might become media missionaries and begin to share in those places that Christine just mentioned. Carlos, can you give us an overview of some of the resources available to media missionaries and those they disseminate to?
Yes. Well, Jim, that was Christine again, like nailed it. So much going on. But I'm going to get a little super practical with you and let you know what, when you first join the Media Missionaries, what you get. So it makes it, you get a beautiful folder and all the resources and information to get started right away as an EWTN media missionary. So we mail this folder out to you with packed full of some of the most popular program schedules and things to share so you can get started right away. The folder is designed for you to show to your parish priest. You can use it to share with anybody. Right. It's a sampling of popular resources that we have. It includes an EWTN TV schedule with highlights, good for 3 months, and brochures on how to pray the rosary, what EWTN is, kids programming at EWTN, and a beautiful 8.5-inch by 12-inch poster. All our resources are listed in the resource guide, which we have like 30 of them, but we don't send those to you right away. The resource guide is a free document you can order to see, or you can see it at our website. You can order resources and materials just by calling us or going to our website or emailing us.
Looking at those printed resources now, and I hope it's encouraging our EWTN family as you're looking at all of this. It's so beautifully done, well done, orthodox in terms of the teaching of the church. Everything there for children or seniors or catechists or whoever they might, Sunday school teachers, there's something for everyone that's there. So become an EWTN media missionary so you can get all of these free resources. And the starter pack that you were mentioning, Carlos, is just beautiful. What it's stored in, it's so beautifully done. And you're just gonna really feel like you're supportive in your work of evangelization. Linda, what are some of the resources and ways you help equip media missionaries to serve various groups and people?
Well, Jim, there's quite a few, as Carlos mentioned, there's quite a few resources. One of the favorite ones I have to say is, besides the highlights, is the EWTN pen. And I have one right here. So it's always, kind of always by my, besides my rosary, it's always by my side. It's always in my purse, and I always have a couple extras in my purse and give them out. And, you know, that is, I mean, it just totally, you talk about evangelization, that is like nonverbal evangelization. And there's all sorts of resources that we have. There's a picture there of my sister and Pasquale and I at the Marian Conference, a big Marian Conference we have at the end of August in Scottsdale. And so we always have an EWTN table there, and we give out all sorts of resources. And so you just never know, like even like I mentioned, giving out a pen, you just never know how that is going to change somebody's life, because they take a look at this pen and they say, okay, you know, I'm going to try this out. So that's a picture of my sister and I at the conference. And my sister, who lives in Florida, flies out every year to be with me and help me with it. So, and she's a media missionary at her parish on St. Pete's Beach. So
what does it say on the pen?
Oh, it's EWTN, Global Catholic Network, and it has the website.
Yeah, absolutely.
So and just go to the website, and there's a plethora of materials out there, webinars, you know, shows, you name it, it's out there. And and my sister now is doing the study group with Jeanette. So
nice,
which is really helpful for her.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So you just never know how and it's going to affect others. Yeah. You know, how and when it's going to affect others.
If we're not offering something, if we're not offering a pen, if we're not wearing a pin, to give opportunity for somebody to say, well, what's this about? What's happening? If we don't know, go to EW10.com. If we don't know a little bit something to say about Mother Angelica, who started this network, and just invite people, if we don't have a highlight with us, how are they going to know? And I know our audience is like, we love EW10. Our lives have been radically changed by EW10. What can we do? And that's what the Meeting Missionaries are all about, always thinking, instigating, and also asking you, how do you think we could be more effective to share and love the good news of Jesus Christ, make people aware of EWTN? Christine, as a marketing manager, what EWTN Media Missionary resources do you have to be helpful and inspiring to various groups and people that you're working with?
Well, Jim, I think that what Linda was saying, when I work different conferences or events, people love the giveaways. They do love our EWTN stylus pens. Yeah. They love our blessed rosaries. They love the stickers that we have that we give away at youth conferences. And those are all fun and good and nice to have. But other tangible resources I think that EWTN Media Missionaries have accessible to them are things that people can actually use in their day-to-day life. Not only do we offer those program guides, but we have a beautiful brochure of how to pray the rosary, which includes all of the prayers. It includes all of the mysteries of the rosary, step-by-step how to pray which prayer on each bead. We have another resource of how do I go to confession. So it's a step-by-step tangible resource that people can take with them into a confessional if they haven't been to confession for a while, or if you're nervous, you've got something to reference. And so that's another tangible resource. We've got a great printed resource called Let Us Pray, which is a collection of prayers that are available. And all of those are available in both English and Spanish. So I think that that's really an incredible resource to get into people's hands. For instance, we're working with a lot of people in the diocese who do prison ministry or chaplains who go to visit patients in the hospital. And all of these resources they can have with them that they can share with, whether it's residents in a prison or a jail, it's patients in a hospital, they can hand out all of these resources and patients and inmates can use those to help learn more about our Lord, about that forgiveness that is offered, about that mercy that is offered. And it helps develop a personal relationship between that person and our Lord. So I think those resources are really, really just amazing resources to have. And not only do those printed resources bring people closer together, they also offer a gateway into some of the other resources that are offered by EWTN, such as our podcasts, such as our live streaming on the EWTN app, such as our on-demand program. So it's a plethora of information that's available to the media missionaries.
As you were sharing, I see, you know, parents sitting down with their children and going over how to pray the rosary, how to make a good confession. And they could take how to pray the rosary with them as they go to bed and read it over. I'm thinking of homeschoolers. Homeschool networks, thinking of Catholic schools, so many opportunities, and it's all laid out, you know, for you if you would but join the EW10 Media Missionaries. It's great for your own personal use and for sharing with others in the parish and beyond the parish. Carlos, how does the Media Missionaries office equip and support those who are becoming media missionaries?
Well, that's a good question because EW10 has our whole department just devoted to supporting media missionaries. So we support media missionaries by them calling in, asking questions on the phone, through emails. They can email. We have a specific email just for media missionaries, and we have a we have a comprehensive website that's just for media missionaries. It's not EWTN.com. It's EWTNmissionaries.com. And we have social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, X, YouTube, and it's the same thing. They're just for media missionaries. But anyone can see those social media platforms. But it's not EWTN Facebook. It's EWTN Missionaries Facebook. Anyway, we mail out a quarterly newsletter. We have a quarterly poster that goes out with it, and we have updated EWTN TV schedules with highlights. We update those every 3 months, and we send those out. And all that, all of it is free for you to be an evangelizer or be a better one than you already are.
And our media missionaries always have access to you and John Paul. You just call our EWTN media missionary number. And you just, they're waiting for you to call them, 205-795-5771. And you'll be getting all these resources. You'll see the selections that you have. But you have somebody to be Johnny on the spot for you at any point that you might articulate more fully what EWTN is offering and how you can share that. So there's total support. We're all in this together. You're not evangelizing alone. Linda, what are some of the ways or resources that you and your media missionaries experience as supportive, as beneficial to them and to their outreach?
Well, Jim, like I was mentioning, like that Marion conference, and then you showed the pictures. So I know when I was there, they always have confessions on Friday. So I actually take our brochure for how to do confessions, both in English and Spanish, and I go along the line and give out the brochure. So there's various ways. One of our, in the picture that you had of Pasquale, he goes down to the state fair, and he has a table down there, and he brings EWTN materials down there. So there's yes, Pasquale. Yeah. He's just a sweetheart of a person. So there's all sorts of ways. I go to like a Magnificat lunches. There's four of them in the diocese. Retreats. There's different retreats. You know, there's just various ways. Any way that I get an inkling where we can spread the message and partner up with people for EWTN. And also, that's what the other media missionaries do. I have one media missionary that she's very involved with pro-life, and they do a monthly gathering there, so she brings EWTN materials there. Yeah. So each missionary does, you know, just goes out and evangelizes as best as they can, not only in their families and their parishes, but extend out also to where there's other opportunities.
Another reason to become a media missionary, a pro-life focus. Does anyone do more to get the word out about the gospel of life than EWTN? Our shows, resources that are there. So if you're involved with a group or your diocese, what's bad about getting all free materials on the sanctity of human life that EWTN has? So join us today. Christine, are you encouraged by the expansion of EWTN, not simply in numbers, but in areas of ministry? And what opportunities does that present for the EWTN family?
Jim, I am encouraged about the growth of EWTN. You know, we often think very locally and then maybe even about our own country. But EWTN has grown leaps and bounds overseas and around the world. So to know that there's a television network that Mother Angelica started just over 40 years ago, and now we are around the globe, is a testament to what our Lord can do and what it takes to have faith and trust like Mother Angelica had in our Lord. But I also am encouraged by the other places of evangelization. I love that Linda was talking about the work that she does at the Marian Conference there in the Diocese of Phoenix. I too travel to the nine states that I represent for EWTN, and I attend Marian conferences, but also women's conferences and men's conferences and pro-life conferences and youth conferences. And what I think is amazing is that EWTN media missionaries have printed resources that address all of those demographics. We have a brochure that talks about all of our amazing programs for women, all of the programs aimed at men. We've got a whole, you know, host of programs for children, and young families and young parents love that programming. So we've got pro-life programming. You know, we just came off of all of our pro-life coverage around the country. And so EWTN Media Missionaries offer brochures for all of that. But I'm also encouraged by the Works of Mercy Project and initiative that we're working on in the marketing department, that these opportunities open up new souls maybe to reach in the hospitals, where we can hand somebody a tangible resource that they can use to pray and find hope, find healing, for resources that chaplains can take with them in the prison system or in the jail system, where they can offer those people forgiveness and mercy and hope and an opportunity for them to grow closer to our Lord and change their life around so that they can go on to continue to touch people even when they're in the prison system, but then hopefully when they get out, and the good work that they can do, all because maybe we've planted a seed with information about EWTN. You know, we plant the seeds and we let the Holy Spirit do the rest, but all because EWTN Media Missionaries offer these resources. And I'm sure there's 100 other ways that that people, you know, in their everyday lives connect with people and could utilize some of the resources that we offer, again, at no cost.
Well, brothers and sisters, we're going to have to close it out there. Thanks to each one of you, Christine, Carlos, Linda. That's saying EWTN is everywhere, and you heard it more than ever before, that we're everywhere, going into every facility, every place. The only question is, will you join the EWTN Media Missionaries and go with us? Thank you so very much to all of you. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget to join us next week with host Doug Keck here on the Catholic Sphere. Do the work, your work, as an evangelist, and do it with EWTN. Bye now.